The following program is listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries. Consider His Word. Consider His Word. Consider His Word. From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Today we're going to be in Psalm 135. That's right, the 135th Psalm. So if you have access to a Bible, I know you may be driving and that may be difficult, but if you can, go grab a Bible and join us today as we consider His Word. I want to remind you about our website at considerhisword.org. There are many things you'll find there, many resources and other things, information about our ministries. But you'll also see a link that says Contact Us. We would love to hear from you. If you'd click on that link and send us a note, send us an address, we'll send you one of our little prayer journals. These little prayer journals are just little notebooks. They'll fit in easily into a shirt pocket, into a purse, into a Bible case, something like that. I take mine with me to church on Wednesday night and write down the prayer requests. Last night we prayed for missionaries. And so I have a list of our missionaries that I pray for. And so these little prayer journals are great. We send out many of these, and I'd like to get one to you too. So we just need an address, and we'll send you one of our prayer journals. So you can do that through the website. Again, considerhisword.org. You can email me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Now, you can also just simply write to us, as many do. So let me give you our address. I'll give it to you a couple of times. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. One more time. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. We look forward to hearing from you. Psalm 135, I want to read just the first few verses, first five verses. And then today I want to talk about some things that we know and some things that we don't know. Psalm 135 says, "Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise him, O ye servants of the Lord, ye that stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing praises unto his name, for it is pleasant. For the Lord hath chosen Jacob unto himself and Israel for his peculiar treasure. For I know that the Lord is great, and that our Lord is above all gods. Whatsoever the Lord pleased, that did he in heaven and in earth, in the seas, and in all deep places." I know that the Lord is great. Now, I'll tell you, there's a lot of things that I don't know. If you ask me certain questions, I would just have to say, I don't know. I used to teach science for many years. I taught science in a Christian school. And many times when students would ask me questions, I wouldn't try to make up answers. I wouldn't try to seem more scholarly or knowing more than I really knew. I would just tell them, I don't know, but I'll see if I can find out. Now, you know, there are many things nobody knows. We don't know what will happen tomorrow. You don't know what will happen tomorrow. Like me, you may have plans for tomorrow. I have certain things I want to accomplish tomorrow, but I don't know exactly what will happen tomorrow. Many things could happen. And so I really don't know. I don't know when Jesus will return. In fact, the Bible says nobody knows when Jesus will come back. Now, I really believe he's coming, and I believe he's coming soon. I believe that he'll come as described in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 about the rapture, that the Lord will come. We don't know when. Even Jesus said in Mark 13:32, But of that day and that hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels which are in heaven, neither the Son, but the Father. I don't know when my last day on earth will be. Job 24:22, Job said, He draweth also the mighty with his power, he riseth up, and no man is sure of life. We have no guarantee of today. We have no guarantee of tomorrow. If God chooses, according to his will, he could take us out just any moment, exactly when he wanted to. So I don't know when my last day on earth will be. Today could be my last day on earth. Again, Psalm 39:4, the psalmist said, Lord, make me to know mine end and the measure of my days, what it is, that I may know how frail I am. Life is short. Life can be cut short. My youngest son passed away when he was 36 years old. I know he had plans and had ambitions, had things that he wanted to do, but God called him home. And I'll tell you, the older I get, the more I realize how much I really don't know. Now, I have spent my life studying the Scripture. I've spent most of my adult life teaching the Scripture, but there is so much I don't know. Sometimes in passages of Scripture, to me, are very puzzling. And those are the things you just have to ask the Lord about. But I do know this. Like the psalmist said in verse 5 here, he said, I know that the Lord is great, and our Lord is above all gods. Now, I'm not saying I know how great he is. I think our God is greater than our human mind can comprehend. But I can tell you that we serve a great God. He is great in all of his attributes. Maybe you've heard of these. He is omnipotent, which means he is all-powerful. There's nothing that God cannot do. I think sometimes we kind of limit our own prayers because we think we'll pray and think we have the answer. Sometimes we pray and we try to manipulate an answer. But we serve a great God who can do anything. He is all-powerful. Imagine, he made the worlds. He made the universe. The sun that rose this morning, I hope it rose where you're at and that you could see it at least. I'm sure it rose, but he did that. He set the earth in motion, set the universe in motion so that we can predict years from now. You know, you can go and know what time the sunrise will be 1 year from now because his timing was perfect and set it all into motion. He is all powerful. He is also omniscient, which means he is all-knowing. God knows everything. He knows all about you. He knows everything that you're going through, and yet he still calls on you to come and pray to him. He wants you to trust him. He wants you to draw near to him. But see, he knows all things. And while we don't know what will happen tomorrow, the Lord does. While we may not know what will happen throughout today, the Lord does. There's nothing that passes his knowledge. There's nothing too great for his knowledge. He knows all. And then he is omnipresent, which means he is all present. There's nowhere you can go to get away from God. There's nowhere you can go to hide from God. David tried that and found that everywhere he went, when he got there, the Lord was there. Oh, you may try to run from God, but when you get wherever you're going, you'll find out that God is right there. So he is great in all of his attributes. He is great in his love toward us. I'll tell you, when I think about God's love, it's just beyond my understanding and beyond my comprehension. But I know that the Lord is great, and the Lord has a great love for us. In fact, in Ephesians 2:4, Paul said, But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us. You know, the thing about God's love is it can only be defined by what God did for us. A couple of verses, Romans 5:8, But God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. How do you measure that kind of love? In 1 John, the Bible says, Herein is love. Here's love. Not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation or the atoning sacrifice for our sin. Herein is love, that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. It's difficult to describe how great His love is toward us, except in the fact that He loved us enough to send His Son to die on a cruel cross to save us from our sin. That's love. Jesus said one time, just hours before He died, He said, "Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." We have all of these examples of love, and when Jesus said that, it was just a matter of hours before He actually went out and did lay down His life for us. There is no love that surpasses God's love for you today. And I hope you'll remember and that you'll recall that no matter what you're going through, no matter how hard your day may get, He loves you so much. I know sometimes it doesn't feel like it, but you've got to depend on Him and trust Him. Trust His word that He loves you so much. He is also great in His mercy. Numbers 14:18 says, "The Lord is long-suffering and of great mercy." His mercy toward us. You know, mercy is when we don't receive what we deserve. Let me say that again. Mercy is when we don't receive what we rightly deserve. And God, in His mercy, sent His Son to die on the cross so that we could have eternal life in Him. He is also great in His grace. Acts 4:33, "And with great power," now there's the power again, "gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord, and great grace was upon them all." Oh, how great He is in His grace toward us. Now, we said mercy is when God does not give us what we rightly deserve. But grace is different. Grace is when God gives us what we don't deserve. And God gave us eternal life. We don't deserve it. We didn't earn it. We didn't merit it in somehow. There's no rewards in our works, except for those that we serve the Lord. And yet He said that His grace is upon us. Now, His grace was in His eternal life. Ephesians 2:8 and 9, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For by grace are you saved." It was by His grace. Now, another great word for grace is His kindness. God was kind toward us. He's great in His mercy. He was great in His grace. Great in His love. The great love wherein He has loved us. And I know God loves you. And God's grace is poured out upon you so that you can receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your own Savior and know Him. And I would ask you this. Have you trusted Christ as your own Savior? Well, you may have heard about it. You may know about God. You may know about Christ. You may have some mental assent, but the Bible says that you must believe in your heart that God has raised Him from the dead and you can be saved. Are you trusting Christ today? Do you know Him? Just bow your head, call upon Him, and pour out your heart to Him. And He'll hear and He'll save your soul. Thanks for listening today. God bless you.
Consider His word,
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider His word. The preceding program was listener-supported through Consider His Word Ministries.